You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with Ken Gernick, our MLB.com Dodgers reporter, as we are ready to talk about the Dodgers a little bit more. We're going to get into Cody Bellinger, what he's been up to during the offseason. Yu Darvish as well, as he continues to be in some rumors with the Dodgers. And Walker Buehler, who's checking in on the MLB Pipeline top five right-handed pitchers list that came out on Tuesday. Ken, let's start with Darvish. There was a report, I guess almost a week ago now, that on Twitter that it was down to five teams with Darvish, and then Darvish actually replied to that tweet by saying that there was a sixth team, and a lot of people assumed that that team was the Dodgers. Is it your understanding that they're at least still in somewhat of the game with Darvish at this point?
Well, I think they've always wanted to bring him back.
Right.
And until he signs somewhere else, I think they're still in the picture. They haven't hidden the fact that they want to get under the tax threshold this year. And the Matt Kemp trade was all about doing that and deferring $25 million to the 19 payroll and reducing the 18 payroll. So for them to get somebody like a Darvish, they pretty much have to move another salary and something substantial. Whether that would be Kemp or part of Kemp's salary or someone else on the team like a Forsythe or a Grandal, somebody with a significant salary. If they do want to stay under that limit, and they've made all indications that they do, then they probably have to move somebody else in order to sign Darvish. But until Darvish signs somewhere else, you have to assume that the Dodgers are a logical candidate for him to land.
Would you think that they would, as a team, just instead of taking a gamble of sorts, would they make room for him financially before actually making the move to sign him? Or do you think they would sign him and then try to clear that money?
Well, I think a lot of that depends on Darvish. You know, this isn't a one-way operation here. So Darvish has a lot to say with the timing and where he goes. So I'm sure that they're in communication. And to whatever extent they feel comfortable, they've probably laid out their game plan here. But there's a lot that's beyond their control. You know, they can't control for sure that someone will take one of those salaries, and they can't control whether Darvish gets an offer that he wants to take from somewhere else. So this is the typical free agent give and take. It's never completely up to the ball club.
Of course. This is mostly, I guess, speculation to a degree, but when you think about a year from now and the fact that Clayton Kershaw can opt out of his contract and, in theory, could leave the Dodgers and end up on another team, I would think signing Darvish to a multiple-year deal would at least somewhat cover them in that situation. If they were to lose Clayton Kershaw down the road, to have Darvish sign for multiple years, at least you have that guy that can be that one or two pitcher if you do lose Kershaw, because, hey, at this point, I guess you have to look at that as a possibility.
Well, again, it's all speculation. You know, you could look at it the other way. If they sign Darvish, maybe they're preparing for him to leave, and maybe they don't make an offer for him. So, you know, and then, of course, that's all assuming that he's going to opt out, and we don't know that that's the case either. So, you know, I guess you can speculate in every direction you want. But I know right now they haven't brought in any other starting pitchers to replace Darvish, which, you know, kind of reading between the lines, it's an indication that they're still thinking about bringing Darvish back. If they had gone out and gone after an Arrieta or even somebody cheaper, you know, they would have locked up that spot. They obviously haven't done that, so that tells me that Darvish is still on their radar.
Absolutely. They are in a good position where they have other options as well if needed, and that brings us to the next thing I wanted to talk to you about was Walker Buehler. The MLB Pipeline top 10 position lists are coming out this week. It started with right-handed pitchers on Tuesday. Lefties came out today, Wednesday, as we tape this podcast, and then we'll go through there around the entire diamond before the top 100 prospects is unveiled next week. But Walker Buehler checking in at number five as far as top five right-handers. And one thing that he has that some of the other pitchers on the list don't have is major league experience. What a run he had in 2017, starting the year in the lower levels of the minors and finishing the year up with the major league team. Obviously, he's a guy who has been brought along to be a starter. He pitched out of the bullpen late last year for the Dodgers. Do they still, though, view him? Obviously, that was a situation where you're calling him up late in the year. Is he still viewed throughout this organization as a starter?
Yeah, definitely. He's a starter, and they've told him that. And they feel that any of their top prospects are starters until they prove otherwise that they can't do it, at which point they then start grooming him for the bullpen. But Walker Buehler is a starting pitcher right now. The big question mark is how many innings he'll be able to throw this year, throwing fewer than 100 last year, coming in his first full season after Tommy John surgery. The question is how can they extend him without pushing him too far? They had a similar situation going into last year with Julio Urias, and it didn't work out very well. He ended up blowing out his shoulder and had surgery. So this year, they now facing the same situation with Buehler. They want to be able to extend him and build on his innings, but he's not going to be able to jump from under 100 to 200, so it's unclear exactly how they'll manage that. But he won't be in the Dodger big league rotation from the start to the finish, that much you know.
Yeah, and with a guy with the potential that he has, maybe you're better off, taking the time, right? And then if he's as good as he could be, better off having him late in the season than early in the season, I would think.
Well, again, that was what they thought with Urias. But yeah. The problem there is when you bring somebody in spring training in February or early March and you want him to pitch into October, how do you moderate those innings over 8 months? And they tried to do it with Urias, starting him and backing off and starting him and backing off again. And, maybe that their method was unrelated to the fact that he got hurt, but he did get hurt. So, that is a cautionary tale for what they're going to do with Buehler, who coming in faces the same situation where he isn't built up for a full major league season. So how do you moderate that?
Yeah, and you mentioned the Tommy John surgery in his past as well, which obviously is another factor, I would think, in their thinking as far as bringing him along, because the last thing you need is for that elbow to go again. All right, Cody Bellinger, obviously coming off a tremendous rookie season, runaway rookie of the year in the National League, and you have a story going up on the site, Ken, about the fact that he's been working hard in the offseason and gaining muscle. Is that correct?
Right. Saw him last week at Dodger Stadium, and it was pretty clear that his upper body is really filled out. He said he gained at least 15 pounds, maybe a little more, during the off season, working out and eating better. And it shows. It's definitely clear that his upper body is stronger. And, kind of scary for the opposition when you think about the fact that he was unanimous Rookie of the Year. And wasn't even in the kind of shape that he's in now. So he mentioned the specter of the sophomore slump looming out there, and he wants no part of that. So he feels he's doing whatever he can to mentally and physically put himself in the best position to succeed. I think a year ago coming into the season, he sure wasn't expecting to be their starting first baseman for most of the season and play almost a full season in the major league. So, that was an eye-opener for him. He had great success, and he wants to duplicate it.
Obviously, he doesn't need extra strength to add to his power, which he has plenty of, but 162 games is a long time, you mentioned. And last year, he didn't play the full 162. Is that, do you think, in his mind, it's just a matter of staying strong for the long haul, like you were saying, and getting through that entire year?
Yeah, exactly. And he did tail off in the postseason, and especially in the World Series, and that is a long year. Although he did play in the minor league, so he had about 150 games going into the postseason, and then you add another, close to 15 games. So, it was a long year, and I think he felt it at the end, and he just wants to make himself stronger. He's still a kid, so he's still learning. And, I think one of the things that he learned last year is he needs to be physically and mentally stronger for what the full major league season going all the way into November, as it turned out, demands.
I also think naturally, right, you look at his frame a year ago in 2017, and he's a tall and lanky guy. It almost seemed like he was going to gain, you know, he was going to fill out at some point just based on his body type and the way how skinny he was. And I would think when he starts working out a little extra in the gym, considering his body type, and obviously this is doctors and physicians could talk more about that, but it seems like he had a frame that could more easily put on that extra muscle because he was such a lanky guy. I would think it maybe came easy for him.
Right, that and his young age. You know, he's sort of got that Sean Green build to him where he doesn't really look like he's ever going to get real heavy, but he did look almost skinny last year. Not that it impacted his power or anything. So I don't think this is meant, as you mentioned, to add more home runs. I think it's just to give him more strength and durability through the course of a full season.
Scary stuff for the rest of the National League. Absolutely. All right, this has been MLB.com Extras, our Dodgers edition. For Ken Gernick, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.